Hey, so nobody finna come and take this trash out, huh?
Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T. Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. I am Kevin.
And I'm Edwina. And we up in here.
We up in here. See, you see my background's a little bit different tonight. I'm doing it remotely, so, you know, hope we still gonna have a great show, but I'm excited. I'm excited. Bae, tell me, what's going on? How your day going?
It's a good day. I'm excited to be here. I don't remember, like, the topic or nothing. Apparently, we don't post on social media, so I'm lost. I'm with everybody else. We all lost. What are we talking about today?
How we lost? The topic made it up on the book sometime today.
Well, I must have missed it.
All right. So everybody jumping in today. Today's topic is ignorance is not bliss.
All right.
So today's topic was brought up because as we go through our daily lives and stuff, sometimes, you know, we used to hear that phrase is that, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you, or if you don't know it, it can't impact you, and things of that nature. But we're starting to discover more and more that the less we know, the more it can impact our normal day-to-day lives, whether it's business, relationship, friendships, work, it doesn't matter. Not knowing something has the potential to be more devastating than just getting a baseline understanding. So I think this is going to be a great topic. We're going to have fun with it today. I'm even going to bring in a few funny stories from my past to just to show you exactly about ignorance and making sure that you understand before you put yourself in a bad situation. So I'm excited.
Well, let's not wait. Let's jump into it. Let's hear these funny stories, because I don't know. I feel like I just came in one of those moods. So I'm in one of those shots fired. So let's
wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Community. We need to figure out what's going on. I don't need to get shot tonight. That couch life is not the best life, and I don't need to get shot and put on the couch. So why are we firing shots?
I don't know. You know how you just be in one of those amped up moods. So I'm just ready. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about,
you know. You just ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
So I guess lead us with, you know, you came up with a topic, ignorance is not bliss. So let me hear what you got.
Yeah, I got several different things, but you know, for me, when I think about this topic, especially as it relates around business and things like that, I'm coming to discover that the more I don't know and not trying to find information about it, the more it's hurting me later. It's okay to kind of walk in a situation unknown at first, but it's when you continue to walk in these different directions, these paths and stuff, and you continue to remain oblivious to what's going on around you, especially in business. Like if you don't know how to start your business, for example, so you just starting off, you know, you just want to have a business. You're like, man, I don't really know how to start a business. But I know I need to do certain things with the state and the government and things of that nature, but I don't know how to do it yet, but I'm going to start my business. That's cool. But you can't continuously walk in that space and not get those things taken care of 3 years, 4 years down the road. Talking about, oh yeah, I started my business, but I still don't got it registered with the state. Like, no, you can't continue to move in that space. And you'd be surprised how many people say, man, I have a business. You'd be like, where is it registered? Like, no, it ain't registered yet. Like, why haven't you done it? Oh, I just ain't done it. I don't know how to do it. For me, if you saying you having a business, whether you're selling food or selling supplies or whatever it is, normally it's in a commerce space like that, where people like are saying they're in a business and doing space in that space, but they haven't really filed their business. You're like, man, why haven't you listed that? To me, you can't continue to remain ignorant in that type of space. You've given yourself enough time to go through the challenges of understanding what it is you need to do. Why haven't you done it yet?
I mean, that's a great question, but so I'll agree, in business, you can't continue to live in that space. I know when we started off in business, I'll say, like, in full transparency, there were things when we were learning as business owners, and I would say them to other people, they would be surprised that we were so far along. And it's just really with educating yourself, like the information is out there. You just have to seek it. You have to, you know, read and figure it out, know what your steps are. And if that's not something that that you're encouraged to do, then find someone that can help and support you along the way. So I completely agree with that statement. But I think about our own businesses, and sometimes, like, we know the right thing that we should be doing, but we still don't do it. Like, we just had a conversation yesterday. Like, we were talking about, there's an Easter egg hunt going on this weekend, and I'm gonna tag, like, the sponsors of the Easter egg hunt. But I said to you, like, hey, are we selling something at the Easter egg hunt? And you said, no, you know, like, we need to purchase the supplies. But obviously, we knew we needed supplies well before now. Like, why are we not prepared? So in that same aspect, you can only, you know, say so many times, oh, okay, I don't have what we need. You can't just continue walk around here with blindfolds on and expect to be successful.
No, true. So respectfully true to that. I do know, especially as ready to our hypnotize me business, that typically what supplies we need or don't need. So since we threw that one as an example, and you are correct, I can't continue to say, hey man, I know we need these supplies, and not making forth the appropriate effort to get what we need and do what we need to do to promote the business. Because every time I'm going about, there's people asking me, hey man, I haven't seen you talking about your business. I ain't seen you promoting your business. Are you still doing your business? So it means we had a product out there that people were buying into, that they was loving, that they was engaged with. But some disconnect on our parts, and you want to call it ignorance on just not doing the basic stuff, then we can run that play. But you're absolutely correct in that endeavor. Like, I can't continue, and I got to say me, I can't continue to remain ignorant to the fact that, hey, man, I know I need these things. Just go ahead and allocate the funds, get it done, and move forward. For me, I'm always trying to think about what's the next 20 things we need, and I don't always prioritize things. So I don't know if it's necessarily ignorance. For me, it may also be a little bit of priority in that regard, but it's still, I know it's an issue and I'm not addressing it.
Fair enough. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, people, I guess, use ignorance as a scapegoat to procrastination. You know, you procrastinate on something, but you claim you don't know. You know you should do better, so why not figure it out?
Oh, true. Sometimes, you know, there's no excuses on that. So we ain't got to, I ain't going to harp on that one. I ain't going to stay on that one. I ain't even going to try to put an alibi out there. I got to do better. So in that regard, I'm not ignorant to that fact, so I won't say that I'm ignorant. And I'm trying not to act like I don't know what the issue is. I'll say that one's more or less a procrastination or a laziness of just not doing what I need to do, allocating the funds, getting the supplies, and making sure.
So let me ask you this. So when we talk about ignorance is bliss, have you been, whether it's a business relationship or business type situation, since we're talking about business, where you've known that you're the problem, but you've tried to act ignorant to the fact? Like, and whatever the issue is, something maybe isn't going right, or something failed, and you knew that you were specifically the problem, but you tried to act ignorant to that fact.
I don't know if I knew I was directly the problem. I know that at times I can become complacent, or I can put things ahead or certain endeavors and things of that nature, or give certain value to things that are seen to be easier to do. But I don't necessarily think or know that I'm the problem why something isn't moving or not moving. I think it's equal billing in those regards. Like, there are things that both parties could do, could be doing more or more aggressively. And
wait, both parties, have you thrown me into this now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you throwing your invisible shot. So yeah, both parties.
No, I'm literally just asking. So in any situation, so, and I'll take you out of it, and I'll say for me, like, there's certain situations where I've been in, and maybe I feel a certain type of way for whatever reason. And so when you feel a certain type of way, maybe it's you feel a certain type of way about the person, or maybe it's the like whatever project you're doing, you just feel a type of way about it. If I feel a type of way about something, I come with a different type of energy. So I can realize within myself, if I have that energy, then I'm probably not putting my best foot forward. So then I know, hey, I'm not ignorant to the fact that I'm the problem. You know, like, if you step on the outside and you look, hey, why are we not moving forward in this particular like regard? And it's probably, damn, I'm the problem because my attitude, you know, my mood, whatever, we can't move past this. So I'm just asking you, have you been in a situation similar to that as well?
Yeah, I've had a few of those situations. Like I said, can I sit here and recall them off top of my head right now? No, but yeah, I can say that. Okay. So on a more, I guess I'm gonna change it up a little bit, on a more funnier, lighter note, because this is crazy to me now that I think about it all these years later. And I guess it's on point that you're wearing a Bethune-Cookman hoodie right now. So this kind of goes back to my college days about, you know, ignorance not being bliss.
It better be funny too.
It is funny. It's funny as hell. Growing up in Arkansas, you know, that's all my family, friends, things I knew back in the day before I ended up moving to Florida with my parents, for my dad to take care of my mother. But before I moved to Florida, my uncle's an Omega. So to give context to the situation, my uncle's an Omega. But every time my uncle would see me, he'd be like, man, you're going to be a dog. You're going to be a dog. You're going to be a dog. Growing up, I didn't really understand what he was talking about, but he used to always tell me that. I recognized, you know, he always wore a particular color. He always kept him some purple and some gold, some things like that. I remember seeing the Omega symbol on his shoulder and things like that. And I understood that he was part of a fraternity, right? So fast forward all these years later, I'm in Florida and I'm getting ready to go to college. And I end up going to a PWI. And when I say PWI, I mean completely PWI. The only black people in the school are athletes. That is it. Only athletes. So I'm walking around the campus and things of that nature, and I see this organization. So I'm like, okay. And they're like, hey, man, you want to join our fraternity? I'm like, shoot, say less. And the reason why it caught my attention is because they had a symbol of a dog. So I'm like, okay, cool. My uncle always told me I was going to be a dog, even though I didn't truly understand him. I didn't get what he was telling me at the time. I mean, you're going to be a dog. You're going to be a dog. So cool. So I'm going through the process of pledging. I'm trying to understand what fraternity is. At this time, I had no clue what the Divine Nine was. I didn't really understand how to read all the symbols. The only thing I can remember at the time is my uncle telling me, you're going to be a dog, you're going to be a dog. So I'm thinking I'm somehow living in my uncle's purpose right now. Fast forward, after I done did all the crossing and stuff, and I'm going through all the stuff, and I see this Greek symbols, and they're all the same Greek symbols. I come back home for a winter trip, right? So, you know, I'm proud. I got on my jacket and stuff like that. And I promise you, if you want to be embarrassed by some black people, show up to a church function in places where it's real HBCU grads at, with a whole bunch of random Greek letters that make no sense to nobody, right? So I show up with my jacket on, and this sweet little black woman, I can't remember her name, but I'm at the church and I got my jacket on. First words out of her mouth is, I never seen them letters in that order before. Like, what you mean you ain't never seen it? I said, it's the Omega. She said, nah. I said, what you talking about, Omega? She said, nah. See, your junk say Alpha New Omega. I said, yeah, ain't that Omega? She said, no. Omega is Omega Psi Phi. That's a whole different wording. Matter of fact, let me show you. Pointed to one of them old Greeks over there and said something to him, because she was a Delta. And he did the symbols and stuff and showed stuff. And I said, oh. So long story short, I done went through a damn hazing process, then thinking I'm wearing some damn real Greek letters, to find out I'm not even part of a Divine Nine Greek organization. This organization only exists in this school because the few black people that went to this school was like, man, we're going to create our own organization as a fraternity. Bruh, can I tell you, feelings are truly fucking hurt. Anybody who went through the real Greek pledging process, I know they got the rules and shit now for days where you can't really haze like that. I really got haze. So for me, as I process this going forward, I said, man, did I really just go through this whole thing because of ignorance? Did I not take enough time to understand exactly what my uncle was talking about, to at least do at least a basic understanding of what I was getting myself into? All I took was some basic information my uncle gave me as a kid. Said, you're going to be a dog. Seen a group with an organization of a dog head and thought that I'm joining in purpose. And I'm like, man, come on. I can't go nowhere with these letters. Let me show up the classic with an Alpha New Omega sign on, because I think I done pledged something, and get ran up out of the classic. Man, that's a true example that's funny, crazy as hell, about ignorance not being bliss. Listen, do I still rep my fraternity? Hell no. Am I still in contact with them people?
What you got added is your colors are also purple and gold. So it is literally the Walmart.
No, it's not purple and gold. It's green and gold.
I could have sworn I seen you have some purple on.
Man, it's green and gold. So as I now start processing all the stuff, they gave me all the signs that this wasn't a real fraternity, but I ain't listen. It's called ANU Q92, which let me know the organization was established in 1992. My ignorance. I was ignorant, but I still went through a whole pledging process, a hazing process. It's just
to respond to the comment, I guess, really, if that's all you had at that school and you were able to build a connection with other people that could relate to you, it wasn't complete fail. Like, you know,
The whole point of the reason why people sell you on joining fraternities is that the brotherhood you build and how these connections can live with you throughout your lifetime and how you can branch off and you can be anywhere and these people will see you. And you can say you can you have
that but you and those five guys, if y'all see somewhere anywhere, like see each other somewhere, then y'all still have that same brotherhood. Y'all still share that hazing experience.
We're not
good story. Good story.
I'm just saying. Listen, but that's an example of ignorance. I
don't know if I would say that your ignorance is bliss, but it definitely is an example.
I say ignorance is not bliss. That ain't bliss.
Okay. Fair enough. Because
don't do that, Big Z. Shout out to the man. The real dog.
He have a step too. Like they have a little step. If you get him to have enough drinks, he might do his.
I am not. Want me tell you why I'm not gonna do that step? Because I found out that the step is a mimic of the Omega step, and I'm not gonna get my butt whooped. I am by myself, and they are a whole nation. Nope, I'm not stepping. I got bad.
It's just something like some cues. Like those are some sexy guys. Too bad y'all ain't had no real cues.
I may have to go back to college just so I can pledge, man. Maybe I can get an honor.
You know what? You should.
Like somebody that's should look at this. A real Omega should look at this and be like, man, you know what? He was trying to do the right thing. He was ignorant. Maybe we get him with an honorary membership or something so he can go ahead and rock the purple.
They
and
really
for
should.
Real.
Let's,
I need an honorary
let's put
membership.
That pledge out there what? Because I'm just saying, you being a Q, like it up your status. It you know.
Man, I gotta figure something. It says it's grad chapters, but I don't really want to go to school. Can I like take a? Can I like take like three?
But now you don't even want to go to school. You just said you should go back to school, but now you don't want no education. You want to play.
Ignorance is bliss. Never mind.
All right, fair enough.
What about you, man? I'm putting my stuff out there with something unique and different.
I don't know why you always be coming at me like that. Like nobody asked for your fake pledge story
asking.
Whatsoever. So you don't have to come at me with any like random whatever. I didn't pledge when I went to college and I had enough, you know, education to understand, you know, this is this and this is not this. So, you know, I don't have a story similar.
Yeah. Got it. Do you have any examples of
ignorance being bliss? I can't.
Of ignorance not being bliss for you.
Oh yeah. No. I just don't. You came with that story, so I don't.
It's a reoccurring theme every week.
I don't understand why you expect it for me to have to relate personally with these stories. If I had a story, I'd share it. Like, I don't have a story.
No, I'm trying to give the people something. You know how we dive into stuff. So I try to touch on more personal stuff. Because, you know, I always dive into
it. But y'all see how he in his feelings? Because I don't have a personal story to, like, read off to y'all and tell y'all how there was one day I went to the college grounds and some people was in, I don't know, what's the color when you mix red with pink and they was called, I can't even think of something.
Nobody told you to have a similar story. Nobody told you to have a similar story. I'm just saying, hey, is there anything? But if it's not anything out there, then it's not anything out there. And Big Z gonna be keep playing around with this doggy powder. Like, I like your play of words. I love your word. She leaving you out here the doggy powder? Yep, sure is. Oh, listen, here you go. So anybody who in Greek life, and I didn't notice at the time, so I think the AKAs do something like this for their symbol.
Oh my goodness. If you don't know, don't do it. If you do not know, don't do it.
So AKAs out here, what's y'all symbol? It's like something like this or something like, it's something, right? Our symbol was this.
You was a bull?
I don't know. It was a dog. It was like something like, I can't remember. Oh, it was pinched. It wasn't tucked. It was pinched. It was something like that.
I'm embarrassed for you. Let's move on.
Come on now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Chandra is an AKA too. I'm just embarrassed for you. We're not gonna talk about that anymore.
What? But that's an example of ignorance not being bliss. So it's those things.
It is an example.
So it's those things like that where you sometimes think like, hey man, if just because I don't know, it don't really hurt me or doesn't really penalize me like that. So of course that's my story. I'm throwing it out there to the world today. Would if anybody have ever known that? No. But in my heart, you know, I really wanted to be what my uncle said I was gonna be. He said, man, he saw it in me young. Like my uncle, he's like, man, you're gonna be a dog. I know you're gonna be a dog. You're gonna be a dog. I see it in you, you're gonna be a dog. So I knew I was doing the right thing and ended up doing the not, I don't know if I can say it's not the right thing.
You know, I do have a story. I have a college story. When I went to college, since we're story timing it here, when I went to college and I picked my college, I picked the college that I was going to because of location. And I had looked at the dorm, so I was excited about what the dorms looked like. And when I got to college and, you know, you unpack and you whatever, I didn't do enough research to realize that the college that I had chosen did not have a meal plan. So I went to college not knowing how to cook and not knowing that I had to buy all of my groceries and feed myself, which was completely devastating when you go to college and you can't have a car and there was no grocery store anywhere close. So that's, you know, my short story of ignorance is not bliss. Don't pick your college just because of location. Because I wanted to be an ATL so bad. It was just a bad decision.
Like, I've never heard of college not having like meals.
No, there was no meal plan. We had full kitchens, but you had to ride the MARTA or get the school bus to take you to Kroger to buy your groceries to cook your food in your kitchen. So if you was broke,
you just starved. No food.
Yeah, you just starved. Yep. Man. I did hear that they do now have a meal plan, but when I went there, they did not.
You gonna tell us what school that was?
I went to GSU is the school that I went to.
So she went to GSU. I went to Upper Iowa, all up there. And
yes, it was oodles and noodles to death. I'm just reading the comments. And then you had to go to other people's room and steal their groceries. Hope somebody would cook and feed you.
So
the struggle was real.
Listen, those college struggles are real. And not knowing that as you walk into the campuses of these places and things like that, if I had just a baseline understanding of what college life would really be, I probably would have survived it. Because I didn't know that college life was like complete freedom. And no one cares if you show up or not. Your money is your money. You spend it how you want to spend it, or whatever obligations you said you're going to do to be in that space, you need to make sure you're holding true to that. And so my ignorance, even in those times, in that era, is crazy.
I have a story about business too. So remember when we got into the CBD business and I was watching Instagram and I saw Jason. So how we started our online CBD business is, one of my great friends from high school, actually, they got into CBD first and they were doing kind of like a commercial on Instagram. And it was like, hey, invest $10,000. It's a business in a box. So you give us a $10,000, you create the business. You don't have to work it. People just buy stuff on the website and you have a business. And I saw it and I was like, man, that is great, man. We finna get paid. And we were super excited. So although we didn't get to invest our $10,000 into that business because something happened, we were like, man, we got this. We can do it ourselves. Like, we're going to do our own CBD business. Like, let's figure it out. So we started figuring it out, and then they had a book. So we were reading the book and then reaching out to them because we help each other along the way. And we were like, man, we got this CBD thing. And that was definitely some ignorance, like, just in itself. Ooh. But I thought once we started the business, it's like basically you get your LLC, you register with the state, and we get rich. We get paid. That's literally how my mind went to business.
Because everybody wants some type of
everybody
form of
was going to want this. And
you think about it. Like, everybody wants this product.
Yes, and we was about to be.
Yeah,
I think I was already buying like some land so that we can grow flower on it, because once we registered with the state, we was in there.
Registered with the state, I think I went in. We looked at some deals on some flower. So when we say flower, we're talking about cannabis, things like that. So I'm like, man, it's easy to ship. I done shipped like 20 pounds to the house. Through the mail service. I'm like, man, this is great. I can ship this through the mail. It's sitting in the living room. I'm like, all right, now we got to do this and bag it up. Man, I done already counted the money, because I'm like, man, I have seen some transactions happen back in the day. And like, I watched them walk in with garbage bags. I'm like, oh man, I can mimic this process. And boy, listen, black people who do stuff illegally, and it's like it's an unknown, know how to move in spaces. But when you start introducing something like up front to people, like, hey, this is this, especially when you start marketing at real events and shops and stuff like that, people looking at you like they looking at you out the side of their eye, like, is he really got this out here like this? Is that Mary Jane? Especially when you see these old black folks who you know used to do heroin, looking at you crazy.
They used to do heroin. That's very extreme.
Listen,
that's very extreme.
Listen, anybody over 70 who hadn't did heroin or cocaine is a saint. That's all I'm saying.
I don't support your statement with that.
Anybody over 70 who hadn't tried cocaine or heroin is a saint. They did that as recreational.
I am going to say, when we did start the business, there wasn't enough research done before. And I think a lot of business owners do that. You don't necessarily research. We didn't look at like what our market was. We were just so excited. And we literally were like, I mean, 2 weeks in, why are we not rich yet? What happened? Like,
what happened? Man, getting in the CBD business, it's so crazy. From all the fees that people taking money from you before you even made your first dime, and they continuously taking it from you every month, because now it's certain, because it's not regulated, or it's not federally protected. It's still on the federal ban list, even though this isn't technically the
point is that people are robbing you to be in the business.
Yes. That's a great one of ignorance not being bliss, because we assume that we're going to be millionaires because of what we remember watching growing up back in the day and seeing different things in our community sometimes, and realizing now when you put this into a real practice, this is something different.
That's
this
ain't not
the
dope.
Go ahead.
I feel like it's your feedback, but I didn't think we were going to be rich because what I saw back in the day. I want to be very clear. I didn't see any of that back in the day. I wasn't around any of those people. So I just want to throw that out there. I thought we were going to be rich because I'm like, man, we're a small business. We have this product and people are going to want it. So I just automatically assumed once we started business, people were going to gravitate to the product. And why wouldn't they? It's like CBD is legal, it fixes things, and there are certain aspects that make you feel high. So I just assumed, and then I was able to see what I thought was other people's success. And that's a huge thing. Excuse me, when you think about ignorance not being bliss, is you look at other people online and you automatically in your mind assume that they're doing so well at this thing. So like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you as successful as them? When in reality, social media just shows you a glimpse of what people want you to see. And there may not be, you know, real success, whether it is or it isn't. You don't know the time frame or if there is actually real success there.
You don't know if there's actually real success there, but more another aspect of that is, you don't know if you don't know how much work they put in to get to where they're at. So, like I said, social media shows you exactly what it wants to show you. Whatever you want to see, whatever catches your attention, social media will show that to you every single time. And if everything is always feel good to you, you're going to always see whatever the things that are feel good to yourself. And I just know that as we go through our normal everyday lives, work lives, relationship lives, business lives, things of that nature, I'm starting to realize, you know what, the things I don't know that I know I need to learn more about, I'm trying to be more proactive in gaining some type of understanding before I move forward with things. At least get a little bit of a baseline understanding. I'm still jump out there on some things I'm still unsure about. But as I'm going through the process now, it's like, all right, man, before I put myself in a position where I don't know nothing and now I'm just out here just looking stupid, silly, because I'm trying to fake it, fake knowledge, let me gain something.
So I love this comment. It says the comparison will kill your dream every time. I completely agree. Oh, you're in control of like putting those on the screen. Great. So I completely agree with that. And then do your research. Do your research or have somebody else do your research if you don't really research. I'm just not a researcher. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So I try to research. I do like a base level research. I don't really dig deeper. I'm learning that I need to sometimes go just a little bit more as we do different things or different endeavors. But I'm that person that's like, man, you know, now I'm like, man, sometimes I can be too cautious, but I'm trying to make sure that my cautiousness isn't based off a scarcity or fear, but I'm trying to do better have better understanding before we step out there. Because as I explained about my college story, like I didn't do just the basic research. And that if I'd have paid attention to just research what my uncle was kind of telling me, I would have stumbled upon that information by accident and would have realized.
I mean, you only had to look at any other college experience.
I never went to any other college experience.
No, I mean, but you can look that up online. There was online when you were in school. We had MySpace, Black Planet. You just had to look.
Yet again, but social media at that time wasn't delivering information that's catered to you. Now you could think something and all of a sudden it come across your phone. You think about you want to buy something from Amazon and Amazon got a deal for you. Hey, I know you thought about getting this shower cap. We got 5 for $2. Like it's no matter what it is, it's on you. So I could have, if I just would have just, I guess, opened my eyes a little bit more, went to a Black church in a Black community full of people, I seen the letters. If I'd have just stopped and paid attention to the order of the letters, this would have saved me a lot of headache. It's the order of the letters, like, hey, man.
Well, I mean, I do. I will say that you and those other 5 guys definitely have a story to be.
It's more than 5 of us.
I don't think there is.
God dang it.
So let's see. I think you're missing some comments. So never jump without preparation. I like research. Oh, this one is cute. I met my husband on Black Planet. So in the same token, taking risks and coming across a failed situation is still beneficial. Now you can move forward knowing that didn't work and figure out another way to make it work. And I completely agree with that. Not saying that research is bad. I'm just saying that sometimes I feel like there's a fine line between doing your research and over-researching, so talking yourself out of moving forward. Because if you research something enough or you dwell on something enough, you'll find, you know, 5,000 reasons why you shouldn't do it. So in my opinion, this is just me, I feel like there's a fine line between researching. And that could just be because I like to live in, you know, a little ignorance is bliss type of world. Like I just be over here like, it's my little whatever over here.
It's your bubble. Then,
yes. And then I live with someone who just overly researches. So like they never like move forward. So you got to find the right balance.
shots fired. They never move forward.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why you're just saying. We keep moving forward while we're not moving forward. Maybe we don't be moving forward at the pace you would like sometimes. But I think
that, that is 100% true.
So I'll stop it there. Because I don't want to keep fighting with the couch.
So this comment says there could be a balance of research and experience. Experience definitely helps in business. I completely agree. Next comment. Most successful people have to be delusional. I love that comment. Most successful people have to be delusional. Kevin, you like to say put it on a shirt. That's one I need on a shirt because I live
in delusion
over here.
Mm-hmm. You live in delusion. That's what should be on the shirt. I live in delusion.
That's not what I'm going to call it, but I definitely don't want to operate in fear. So,
and I don't want to operate in delusion. So let's find us a nice balance.
Well, I mean, and that's why the last comment said that there's a healthy, you got to have a healthy balance between experience and research. See, I'm delusional about my dreams.
That says I'm Delulu.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't know if everyone was going to get that. But.
Yeah, like we just extra crazy about the dream. Got it. So
I think you have to be at some point, like, because your dreams should be big and they should scare you. So you have to, like, I guess if you want to call it delusion, you have to be delusional about those dreams. And I'm talking about the dreams that just don't go away, that like stay there and you feel like you have to go after them. Like there has to be some level of delusion, because if it's just easy, then I mean, it's easy. Everybody would just, you know, accomplish that. Oh, I want to make, you know, 10 grand. Okay, but that's more like a step in business, not a dream. Dreams, I feel like, do have to have some level of delusion. And that's, you know, my opinion.
So I'm not disagreeing with that, nor the comments from the community. I will say that there definitely has to be, I don't know, there have to be some type of safety measures or some type of fail safe. So when, you know, we become too delusional, somebody can say, hey, let me help you come back a little bit. I get it. We still got to play in
this space. That sounds like there's this person that's pulling you back that you're telling your dreams to. And they like, it's this small mind telling you, no, you can't do it. Come back over here. That's what I hear you saying. Like, I don't know what you said, but that's what I heard. Like, no, you're not going to be able to accomplish that. What's that stupid dream?
Whatever. All right. So
I was just telling you how my mind processed what you said.
I got it. Leave you in your ignorance. Got it.
I'm happy here.
The whole point is not to be happy in the ignorance. It's supposed to be ignorance is not bliss. And you done turned the topic to I'm happy in my ignorance. I'm gonna stay here. Everybody else should join me here as also.
That's not what I turned the topic to, but I'm just telling you, like, I just have a different feeling on it. So passion and delusion helps you get through the roller coaster of entrepreneurship because it is not easy. And I had to like say that with emphasis because it is not easy. It is days where you just want to roll in a ball and like ask yourself, why did you decide to do this? Because it's so much easier to just clock in and, you know, do XYZ in somebody else's job, but it's the dream that keeps you. So the delusion, the thing that you want to accomplish that is so big that keeps you going and saying like, hey, I can do it. So I completely agree with that.
I guess, you know, anybody who take that entrepreneur journey eventually finds out that you have to work 10 times, 20 times harder in your entrepreneur life than you do in your in your 9-to-5 life. Your 9-to-5 life, they already have their structures and things in place. You know, you clock in at this time, you can clock out at this time for most people. You know that once you leave that space, you don't have to think about it until the next time you return. But as an entrepreneur, as a business person, even if you're just playing around with it, you know, you're doing it on a part-time basis. You know, man, I have to give so much energy to prepare. Like people that's full-time entrepreneurs, they sleep on that stuff. They wake up with it on their minds. They go to sleep at night. When they wake up, they're trying to process new ideas. For people who part-time with it, people who may do stuff on the weekends or occasionally, depending upon what their business is, they know, man, they have to start preparing for their business and different things. And I just think about those people who have been doing selling pastries and cakes and stuff like that. You know, they have their seasons. You know, your favorite cake person may be always out there preparing you baked goods and stuff like that. But when certain seasons, you start seeing it crank up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, you know, anything where it may produce family gatherings, you start seeing them say, hey, I got deals, I got stuff, I got this. And they have to bump up their inventory. So even as a part-time entrepreneur, you still got to be thinking about those things. And if you ain't living in that space at all, you know, you go to work, you clock in. Once you clock out, you don't got to think about it anymore. So yes, a lot of people would rather stay in what we want to call the 9-to-5 mindset. And sometimes that ignorance is bliss, but everybody knows that that's sometimes, depending upon what you choose as a job or quote unquote a career, that could be more hurtful.
That ignorance is not bliss, sir.
There you go.
That ignorance is not bliss.
There you go.
So I'm gonna go back and read some of these comments. So it says delusion could also be seen as confidence, which I agree. You work hard in your business because you know it will pay off. And then this comment says, I'm always in business mode, even at work. I feel like, I mean, I guess I could agree with always in business mode. I don't necessarily like to always be in business mode, but I will say the reason why I don't think the 9-to-5, like that ignorance is not bliss, is because I went through that process, and I know everyone's 9-to-5 experience isn't what mine is, but I just know when I decided to pursue a corporate career, I think it was like 5 or 6 years where it was just that, and I didn't have an identity outside of what I was doing with that career. It was, you know, if I'm off work, I'm still answering phone calls, I'm still working because I was working for a goal, but I didn't even know things that I liked anymore. And I just feel like in that ignorance that I was in, it's not bliss. I was missing out on children events and things with the family, trying to accomplish something. And I was making someone else successful. I was just still getting the same salary. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm thinking that I'm climbing up a ladder. When I do it for myself though, and I put that time in, the benefit is me growing my business and eventually having people work for me so I can see what that payoff looks like. So in my opinion, the 9-to-5 life would definitely fall in the ignorance is not bliss.
Fair enough. So
I feel like I sold my soul.
Why you feel that way?
I just told you why.
I got it, but you really didn't sell your soul. You were trying to pursue something for a betterment of what you were
just
doing.
Yeah, but it was just like when you start thinking about those things and you just don't say no because you're trying to like climb the ladder. Like it would be, hey, we need you to do this. Okay, what you need me to do? I would go into work at a certain time and have a meeting every day at like 7. So after hours, where I didn't stop working, it was like a 12-hour day every day. I just feel like, I guess maybe sell your soul is like very extreme. I just feel like there was nothing left for me. I had given it to, you know, everybody else. And instead of fighting for, hey, I get this personal time, even on vacation, you know, like we be on vacation, I'm still working.
So being the person who was beside you every step of the way through this process and trying to figure out how we build a better household, not only for ourselves, but for our family and things of that nature, I did see the disconnect from reality, the disconnect in marriage, the disconnect in a lot of stuff, because those jobs do become so demanding that they become your identity. And
you feel like when they say, oh man, you're the only person that can fix this issue, you start believing that. You know what? I got to get there at like 7 a.m. because I'm the only person that could do this.
That's some real ignorance right there. Boy, that's some real ignorance right there. Oh man, you're the only one that can do this. But let you get fired or you die. Why'd somebody be in there tomorrow to do that same thing that these people been gassing you up, telling you that can't nobody else do?
Right.
Now that's some real ignorance, not being bliss. That's some eye-opening stuff right there.
So there you have it. I mean, I'm just saying, I've just been able to see another world. Like when I was in, you know, just straight 9 to 5, I had no earthly idea about entrepreneurship, small business, or whatever. Like there's a whole community and a whole world of people out here supporting people and like winning and doing great. And I just had no earthly idea about it. So just the knowledge that I've been able to get just in the last few years, and now blending what I learned from corporate into business, I think has helped us.
True enough. So
now that comment is someone behind you ready to get your spot always. And that's why, like in 9 to 5, you got to keep working and keep hustling, because it is always somebody trying to get your spot and always threatened. Well, you know, so and so did always. And this is, I never knew either was too scared to start. That's a lot of people too scared to start.
So, as I know, we're about to come to the almost the end of this podcast.
And when he get quiet, he about to say something deep. So it better be deep.
Profound. No, that's when you put your chin.
Yep. Go ahead.
Top of your fingers and give him something. When you pledge in a fraternity or a sorority, make sure the letters are in the right sequence. Having the letters in the wrong sequence.
I'm going to look through a photo book and see if I can find a picture of you in that jacket
so that I can
share it on social media.
Come on, don't do that.
I feel like you had some boots, too. Like, it was very Q-ish.
I was in there with the boots and the jacket. You know, a new Q92. I was...
Yep, y'all see he trying to do it. He remember it.
I'm just saying.
Go out there to the Easter egg hunt and
nope, we ain't
and show them how it was done.
Nope. We will not do that. We will not do that. Yes, man, I had the boots too. Stop. See.
Weren't they gold boots though?
Come on, stop.
I feel like they were gold boots. Like my memory isn't great, but I feel like they were gold boots.
They were just regular Timberland boots. They were just Timberland boots. That's it.
Okay. You sure? Well,
I'm positive. They were
that maybe that was another cue I knew. I don't know.
What other cue you knew?
I didn't know none. I just want to see it just for say. Continue with your profoundness. I had a life before I met you.
No, you didn't. You met me in 13. What life you had?
All right, Diddy.
Wow.
It's a season for that.
Wow. But you older than me. Okay.
Are you going to tell us something profound?
I did. Didn't you see my fingers tips interlocked with my chin on top? Listen. That's really
all you had? It's so disappointing. I really thought you were going to say something.
I'm just saying. What else can I give to people? Make sure the letters in the right sequence in any business. I'm just saying.
I guess I will say there are certain aspects where ignorance is not bliss. So you should do your research. You should definitely start your business and figure out how to start. You know, if you're going to join a fraternity, you should actually make sure that's the one you want to be a part of as one of the other 5 guys around you. But then also, sometimes you do need to be in a state of, we'll call it delusion, because sometimes you need that to keep going through, and success is on the other side of that.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about.
So that's what I think I will, you know, leave the people with. Pick your battles. You know, if you can keep moving forward, in your ignorance than do that.
Yep. The only time I get to rep it.
What is that? A-N-U-Q-9-2. That's what y'all used to say?
A-N-U-Q-9-2. The only time
I get to rep it. You just didn't say it out loud. Why did you type it?
I've been saying it out loud.
Y'all, he is reliving his college days, boy.
Listen, let me get them 5 seconds in. Whatever. So, I know we're about to wrap up. Anything else you got before we close it down?
I want to say, totally off topic, I just want to thank everyone for their support, whether it's with Boss Fest or any other business endeavor that we've done. I've been thinking a lot lately about that. So I definitely appreciate the supporters, and that we have a lot of people in our corner. I have to say I've appreciated the failures in business too. I didn't think that I would learn so much so quickly. And sometimes you have to fail to learn what that failure feels like and how to pick yourself up and keep going. So I thank the failures too. I'm just very appreciative in this moment. So I just wanted to take a second and say thank you.
Thank you to the failures.
I want to thank the supporters too. There are a lot of supporters. I've actually come across a lot of people that are supporting us that I didn't even know. Like, I don't even know the people. And they say a lot of times, like, your biggest support will come from strangers. But there are people in our corner that we don't even know, we have yet to meet, who say our names in rooms that we've never been in. I just want to thank those people. I know once we leave Wednesday and we put this podcast down, the numbers still go. So people watch the replays and we still get comments weeks later. So I want to thank those people. While we don't get to read their comments in the moment, I still want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank anyone that said anything about Boss Fest. I want to thank anyone who gave, you know, pens a chance. You know, I don't write grants and I don't like it, but it took for us to go through that for me to understand what that is. Will I give someone advice on how to like be successful in that? I 100% will, and it's free of charge. Don't hit me up right now though, but I'm just saying, because I don't want to charge for that and because I went through that, I understand now what that is. And had I not, I wouldn't have the understanding that I have today. So I feel like it has definitely made us stronger and better business people. So I'm thankful for the failures and I'm thankful for the support. And I'm excited for the delusion that I live in, because outside of that, I see success. So that's where I'm going to stay at.
And with that being said, we want to thank y'all again for joining us at the Boss Fest table. I am Kevin. This is my lovely wife, Irina. And we will catch y'all. What happened to your drinks on Saturday? Okay, so let me tell you what happened to your drinks on Saturday. We was about to close it out. I tried to close it out, but I guess it
is. Look, so the comment before that says, absolutely, the lessons make you stronger. So I agree with that. And yes, what happened to you on Saturday?
I was networking at the Children's Literacy Festival in Haines City. Bring your ass back in the camera.
Because you know, after that lie to these people about you was networking, you what? Y'all, he told me the same lie too, so I feel a certain type of way about he was networking. Can someone post a photo of the event on Saturday, the Children's Literacy Festival? He was not networking at all.
Are you kidding me?
You was being security for Bumblebee. That is not networking. You went over there and found a group of people who you already knew, and you told us in podcast land that you was going to network and you was going to find somebody new, and you didn't do that. You went over there and you was Bumblebee security. You said, no, no, don't touch Bumblebee, no.
See, man, I don't get credit for nothing I do. So I am going
to
show up.
And so this says you were supposed to be making more than one stop, sir. And he was supposed to make more than one stop, but Bumblebee was so like highly sought after, he couldn't make another stop. I didn't even get home from work too late. and he didn't get home till after I did. So he had missed everything else because Bumblebee was just in so demand, he had to secure the area.
Top flight security of the world, Craig. Don't do that to
you. But that's not what your job was. You were supposed to go there and network, and then you were supposed to go to the second event. You had a drink order to deliver and networking to do. You got to do it all over because you failed. And I wasn't even going to talk about it. I was not going to sell you out.
I will be out this weekend.
Look at this. She said, I was looking for my drinks, but you did not show up. She was thirsty.
I apologize. I would.
That's two drinks. You owe two drinks.
I owe you a buy one, get one. There it is. I owe you a buy one, get one.
Who's going to be at the Easter egg hunt? You going to have drinks at the Easter egg hunt?
Nope. I want to wear me a purple robe, though.
Because you're going to be swallowed.
All right. So this weekend, I know we got the Easter egg hunt. The adult is the Easter egg hunt. What else going on this weekend? Put it in the chat. Put it in the comments. Let the people know what's going on this weekend.
I love that our podcast community holds you accountable. Like, that's when you have a really good community of people who want to see you be successful. Because you were supposed to do that. And I'm not letting that go because you were supposed to do that. And you didn't come through.
And Andrea, listen, man, tell hubby I don't need them bracelets. Me and Grady good. I don't need to see him. We good. I don't need them bracelets. But yeah, continue to hold me accountable. I need to be better, working on being better. So I know about the adult Easter egg event going on. What we got?
You could have put little gummies in the Easter egg so people could find Hypnotize Me gummies.
Polk County Royals have a game at 6 p.m. at Simpson Park. Who are the Polk County Royals? I'm not to understand who the Polk County Royals are. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Lord. We have just opened up a whole nother situation.
Listen, if you look at the
promotion. And the Polk County Royals did not say they needed nobody on their committee. They don't need no extra help. They don't need a sideline man, nobody to hold a flag, to count the clock. They don't need somebody to mentor the kids. She didn't say none of that. She just said it was a game at 6. I just want to be very clear. She didn't say they needed that. In case you didn't understand what the message said, it said that there is a game at 6. It's a semi-pro basketball team.
Thank y'all again for joining us at the Boss Fest table. I am Kevin. This is my lovely wife, Edwina. And we will see y'all again next Wednesday. Y'all will see me this. What's the Easter egg? Saturday? Sunday? The 30th.
It's Saturday. Saturday from 12 to 4.
You will see me somewhere in that time frame at the Easter egg hunt. Chat it up with your boy. Ask me any questions, anything related to business.
Don't bring Bumblebee out because we don't need him to be security. Just network with people and enjoy yourself at the Easter egg hunt.
I would enjoy myself at the Easter egg hunt this weekend. Are we? Can I say peace? It's okay to say peace?
Yeah.
Peace. We out.
We love y'all.